How are you past the police?
They told us to leave. Oh, what? Wait, you don't mean the ones at the glass factory. You mean the ones here. Oh, they said no tourists. I took the Hawaiian print shirt off. They let us through.
You get the strong impression, Rand, that you were just sort of being stared at with the I can't believe you are saying this expression kind of thing.
Why is it that when I am my most honest, no one believes me?
It's time to press the button.
Okay.
The button.
The button. Oh, I pressed the button.
Okay. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game with Crash and Ely for this Halloween Halloween season. Yeah, I know it's not going to be Halloween season when you're hearing it, probably.
This might be in February.
Look, Halloween in February is a perfectly valid life choice. If you want to have Halloween in February, I'm not going to stop you. I think that we should have freedom of Halloween here. Right, Crash and Ely and Eo. And what happened last time?
Bad life choices?
That's what happens every time, Pinky.
That's why I said it. Because it doesn't require me to remember, Rand.
It's, well, here's another generic answer that can apply to many episodes. I turned some walls into doors.
You haven't done that often, actually.
Not as often
I
as
went
I'd
swimming.
Like.
Yes, you went swimming.
We did go
horrible.
Swimming.
Horrible.
Horrible. Rand tried to keep the water at bay with his mind. And managed to carbonate the water in the process. It was effervescent. I hate everything about this description.
It was a good try.
It was a good try, but you have described what was in the water.
Yes.
And all I did was do the water equivalent of aerosolizing it.
I mean, you were trying to keep it from touching you.
Instead, it was just all cavitation. I did keep Antuxa from being flushed, though.
Yes. Yes, you kept Antuxa from being sucked into a room along with a whole bunch of water once you removed the wall that had been keeping the water out of the room.
That is a very polite way of saying, yes, you successfully saved Antuxa from a problem you caused.
Yeah, I mean, well, Antuxa did ask you to do it.
Yes. And then we retrieved some relics. We all came back upstairs. We dried off and changed. And as we were discussing things further, a man with a log face walked into an enclave.
Yes. Snuck in the front door.
Wait, I think I... Did I give the punchline first? Never mind. I think I was the only one who noticed.
Yes, I think that's accurate. Antuxa just made it, but Antuxa doesn't have night vision, and it's dark in there. And Sen made by one and might have noticed, but Rand made it by the most. Oh, that's right. There was a stealth roll made. That's right. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's what messed with some of you people being able to see things. A stealth roll that did not be stealthy enough to make it past Rand for once.
I have unfortunately noticed that if I want my character to point at the person who just walked in, I have to flip my character art upside down.
Rand, please don't flip yourself upside down.
I'm just using telekinesis self to point in the right direction without making any sudden moves. Technically, I haven't moved at all.
Turning upside down counts as moving.
Technically, I haven't moved any of the muscles.
What about the oysters?
They're not here right now. We left them down below with the high tide.
Tide is going out.
Yes, it swims in pods. Mm-hmm. I am a horrible, horrible goose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rand is pointing towards the front of the enclave entrance there for some inexplicable reason.
It appears there's another guest. Now it's not inexplicable. It's very explicable. Or is this like flammable and inflammable meaning the same thing?
The figure ran freezes.
Could figure be worse. Could have frescoed. Ran. Mosaiced. I am concerned with how many phone emoji are propagating in the chat for a request that is no longer needed.
Just going to be serene here. Let's see. Antux, you made a roll for something recently, earlier. It's gone now.
I made a joke roll.
Oh, okay.
I got rid of it so as not to confuse the issue.
And then I was confused because I couldn't find it. Fair. Iran has said that there's a visitor. I will let you people interact.
We begin to banter about the person at the entrance, completely ignoring any attempts they have to interject into the conversation.
Also,
now that Ran has pointed it out, can the rest of us see?
Give me another purr roll just because it's dark.
How much dark?
How much night vision do you have?
3.
Well, and Tuxa made a vision roll by 8, so I think that's going to get past the problem. Let's see, dark vision. Go for a straight perception roll, Sen. Not that you needed to worry about it making it by 7. Oh, yeah. There's somebody in the doorway there.
Well, and aren't you, past the police cordon?
Whatever you do, don't go in the basement. I'm told it's high tide. I did not like the insinuation.
Wet. The insinuation is that it's wet and disgusting.
Well, yes. High tide in a city usually involves the sewer. And Tuxa has made a your eyes deceive you invisibility roll by 10.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the whole past the police cordon thing. I hear that people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, but this place isn't made of glass. Despite all the, you know, stained glass everything. So, you gonna chuck a rock at us or not?
The fellow goes, how are you past the police?
They told us to leave. Oh, what? Wait, you don't mean the ones at the glass factory. You mean the ones here. Oh, they said no tourists. I took the Hawaiian print shirt off. They let us through.
You get the strong impression, Ran, that you were just sort of being stared at with the I can't believe you are saying this expression kind of thing.
Why is it that it's when I am my most honest, no one believes me? I could say it's raining outside and people would check the weather.
It's a little, there's a break in the clouds.
Besides the point, is there anything we can do to help you?
You're the ones who were touring the place. I remember the voices. What are you doing here?
Aren't you here because you got a message?
Something like?
Well, something like. You seem a little off balance.
It's the floors. They're not even.
Yeah, they aren't, are they?
Quite a few holes as well.
What did you get past the cops?
One of them took a break to go do death sticks.
Yes, well, I guess they were assuming that no one would want to come into a building filled with bombs.
Yeah, pretty much. Did you not know that part?
Yeah,
bombs? That's why there's cops.
Yes. Oh. There was some debate on whether or not the bomb squad should be called. Currently, the voice is saying no bomb squad. Why would we want a bomb squad for a building filled with bombs? Those voices are winning. We're all very confused about that, too.
I'm just here to check on some. I'll be going.
I don't think you will.
He's taking a step back through the door. Or try to accept that the door got closed. There we go. He fumbles at the door to take a step back through it.
I am tempted to use telekinesis other to close the door as he opens it.
Sen, what are you using telekinesis other to do?
actually ran hit on it.
Oh.
We both it. I crit success. The door seems to have been jammed. My preference is raspberry.
He is scrabbling somewhat at the door, which is very much sticking, shall we say.
If I jammed it, definitely.
Nope. No heading out. You're here to check on something, right?
It's not important. I can leave.
I disagree. I think it's important.
I did ask if we could help you.
No. No, you can't help me. I just have to do some stuff.
Yes, and you'll be done faster with help. Many hands make light work, I'm told. What were you sent to check on?
Oh, let's see. Help. I'm not supposed to tell anybody.
Well, I'm not anybody.
Well, that's... I don't think he appreciates how diplomatic you're being.
I'm not supposed to tell anyone. I'm not.
Would you tell a ghost?
Who told you that?
I
asked if you see the person who told you that.
No, I just have to check and make sure that it's that the water's gone down.
It hasn't.
It will. I mean, high tide. It goes out again.
Yes, well, we were just down there. It hasn't.
Nasty little basement you've got.
It's not mine.
Okay, nasty little basement your friend's got.
Wonder if Antuxa is my... Antuxa, what did you say?
Antuxa said, don't talk about this to anyone but me.
This is the problem with making wishes.
The monkey paw curled. Well, space monkey.
You've got something to check on. Let's go check on it.
I'm not supposed to check on things with other people. You're not part of it.
I've been told I'm not people. I'm an accountant. Sorry. I talked over EO again.
You don't know what we're part of.
You're not part of it. I'd be told. I'd be told if you're part of it.
Just because I might not have been invited doesn't mean I'm not part of it.
We did get an invitation.
No, you're not part of... You're not part of it. You can't be part of it. You weren't... I'd be told.
We got invited. I think. Your friend either doesn't care to tell you, Drek, or, you know, thought we're a bunch of complete fools who wouldn't check the place out before the allotted time.
He grimaces. He rubs between his eyes with one hand.
Why don't we head a little further in?
Cops are supposed to keep everybody out.
Yes, they're not very good at it. They're also supposed to fight crime.
What?
We all know how that's working.
Cops are supposed to do what?
Yeah, well, theoretically, that's what they get paid for. But, you know...
Traffic tickets.
They get paid more for not doing that, apparently.
Huts.
Rand stifles the urge to throw something into low orbit so that it can descend. It's a reflex.
Someone said huts and you automatically want to throw things.
It's like someone ringing a bell in front of a Pavlovian dog. I don't know.
Now come on, let's head in.
I'm not supposed to talk about a lot of stuff or show people things.
Sen's taking him by the arm. Is he going to resist?
He sort of tries to sidle away, so I think I'm going to give him a dodge. Let's see if he can actually make a dodge. That would be a no. He tries to sidle. It doesn't work.
Sen is going to take him by the arm and lead him further in.
He is not quite dragging. You're not quite having to drag him, but it's sort of a near thing. Look, I nothing's set up. If
well,
you're supposed,
that's not a problem. You can set up while we're here.
No, I can't. I can't set up while you're here. No one's supposed to see. No one's supposed to know. Not supposed to talk about anything. Just take the orders and get paid.
I was told that
it was
some
that
of the stuff
can't
you're doing
or
was
won't. Sorry. You talk.
Sorry, I just wanted to interject. I was told that you were doing some things under compulsion.
I can't talk about this. I can't talk about.
We know.
This.
We talked to the person who said you couldn't talk about it.
Then you understand. It all has to be secret. It all has to be secret. If I'm, it'll be okay. It'll be okay so long as it's all secret, and it'll be okay.
And Tuxie, you told him it would be okay.
Hey, it's gonna be okay. Yeah. The tide is over now.
It's going to stay very secret. Don't worry.
You can both watch the doors and make sure the cops don't come in, right?
Right.
How jammed are these doors?
I mean, not really, except for the part where you were holding it closed with your mind.
I'm not sure Ran has let go of the doors yet.
Well, they're not opening now, are they? With a critical success that you made by night griffing teen.
I'm not... Ran isn't going to say that he's holding the doors shut. Would he be aware that Sen was also trying to do that?
Sen let go.
Okay.
Well, but still, would Ran have been aware that Sen was also attempting it?
Detect disturbances.
Do I have that?
Well,
I think we all have that by default. He should have that.
Mm-hmm.
Detect lies.
However, I think you may not have put it on his sheet.
Whoops.
Yeah, I don't think any points were spent on that. Ran is blissfully ignorant of how truly horrible the world is. Because Ran has never detected a disturbance in his life.
It was not a thing that we spent points on. It was a thing we have.
Let me just quickly skim up and see if I wrote it down appropriately.
Force powers. The Force.
Is it intelligence-based?
It would be perception-based.
No, I'll never find it.
It's under your other stats. Or next to them.
Well, I missed it by 4, so no, I didn't know. Ran was going to just pretend that Sen was holding the door shut instead of him. But Ran is unaware that Sen was attempting. Regardless, Ran was afraid this guy would bolt, so Ran is still focusing on the doors and his quips, which have him talking over other people. And I'm sorry about that. I'm going to shut up now.
Ah, yes. Defaults to perception for passive roles. That's what it is. But you failed. Oh, well. By 4. And Tux is slinking around invisibly, following the Sen and Treltian pair there. I'm not supposed to tell people. I'm not supposed to talk about it. I'm not supposed to tell people. I'll get in trouble. I mean, it'll be all right because you're not gonna spy on where I have to set things up. But I have to see how much it's gone down.
This has gone from interesting to sad. You may communicate.
What? He tries to turn around to see where Antuxa is. Antuxa appears to have gone visible again.
Yes.
You?
Yes, me. I pop up in all sorts of places, don't I? Like an evil penny.
You're evil?
No, that's just a saying.
I've never heard it. Look, if I don't get everything set up, then I'll be in big trouble. I know it'll be all right, but it'll be all right because I'm going to get set up.
Then by all means.
But you can't see. No one can see.
Why not?
Because it's a good hiding place.
Well, yes, nobody ever seems to come in here except, well, us and the cops and that homeless person we spoke to.
Whoever put the bombs in.
The ghost.
Oh, yeah, can't forget the ghost.
Ghost?
You didn't know.
She made quite the appearance.
She? What?
Oh, yes. Scared the devil out of some police officer.
She almost shot the ghost. That would have been, disappointing. Rand says this pointedly, still annoyed that Intuxa almost got shot.
Wouldn't be the first time I had holes poked in me.
Yes, that's and true. Rand you would like it to not happen arrow. Again.
Why is it people try to shoot the healer?
Rand would totally be Captain Jack Sparrow. Stop shooting holes in my friends!
You're early. You're all early. Why are you... You're not...
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. It's punctuality.
What? No. That's not how it works. You have... You clock in when you clock in. If you clock in too early, then you have to go home early.
Oh, that there's the problem. For... We're salaried.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, you know me. You know I want what's best for you. And
yes.
I think by all means you should set up what you were going to set up. After all, we wouldn't want to let Mr. Vale down. Now, would we?
All right. But you'll protect me, right? If he's mad?
Of course.
Of course.
What? Oh, of course.
Rightio! Yeah, sure. I'm going to show this one to everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's a 17 on an intelligence roll. Senno starts singing the Homer Simpson I Am So Smart SMRT song.
No, he just sort of starts moving, still a bit hesitantly, but past the various benches that are in the place, and over to this little hallway that had a broken door that has fallen in.
The broken stair goes through a broken door.
The broken stairs here are at the end of, you know, there's broken stairs that used to wind upwards. And
I think Crash was calling him a broken stair.
Well,
this was established before.
Yes, well. And, nope, that's an empty doorway. Basically starts rummaging around in the rubble and moving things aside.
Do you need a hand?
I gotta be careful. They're in crates. And here's the it's squishy down there. It's squishy. We're gonna need a platform. See, here's a platform here. He pulls out what is basically about a 3 foot by 2 foot by 4 foot thing, table with stubby little legs. The sort of thing you might want to stand on if you don't want your feet to get incredibly mucky down there when the tide is low.
Ah. Yes, the tide is still way too high for that to keep you dry, unless you intend to use it to surf on.
No, I get everything ready and staged, so when it's down enough, I set that up and these two. Whereupon he starts pulling out a couple of narrow metal crate things. And by narrow, they're also at the, 2 foot by, more like 6 foot and thin.
2 foot by 6 foot by several inches? Oh,
yeah.
So, like the kind of size of a crate we'd have if one was packaging a mirror.
Yep.
Well, you've certainly taken time to reflect on what you need to do.
No. I was told they were here.
He was making bad jokes.
Oh, right. Good one, sir. Good one.
No, it wasn't, clearly.
Everything has to be set up. Either depends on the tide, but it's got to be set up down there. Otherwise, it has to be in front of the organ.
All the way down, or just a floor down?
You can't go any further down. It's always... There's always stuff down there. It's always too wet.
Fair enough.
Well, here, that looks awfully heavy. Let me help.
They're mostly just bulky. I can... Sure, but, I mean, if you can get the platform...
Would this be telekinesis self or telekinesis other?
TK other. Telekinesis self is where you try to bounce around like Yoda doing parkour.
I do not bounce around like Yoda carrying two heavy mirrors. I do, however, want to look like I'm carrying it while I carry it, but not the way that people think I'm carrying it. The other way.
You'll have a -1 penalty if you're still holding the door closed.
Well, then I only made it by 15.
Whatever will he do?
Yes, I know. You only made it by 15.
Ran numbers. Ran doesn't gamble because what would happen is the dice would keep landing on whatever numbers they needed to be.
Yeah.
After hovering in the air and spinning for him to find the dots.
And then we get kicked out of the casino again.
For the last time, I'm not doing it again. And those fires weren't my fault.
I told you that you actually can blow up a slot machine in the Switter game, right?
I don't remember that, but I'm thrilled that it's possible.
Yeah, apparently it's a very rare occurrence that you're using it, and it just suddenly decides it's going spark and smoke coming out, and you get an achievement for having managed to break the slot machine.
Look, it was a one-armed bandit. I was enforcing the law.
If you're going to try to get both mirrors, presumed mirrors, they're very mirror-like packaging, I will assess a -1 for maintaining your telekinesis on all of them.
Well,
oh no,
darn, I
you're
only
gonna
made
have
it
to roll
by
14,
to minus... or should I reroll?
Give me another roll. Give me a roll for each one, so that
look,
you know there's always
this
a chance
is tempting
you're
going
to fate
crit for fail. The crit failure, and I am on board.
Yes.
I am on board and with the attempt of crit failure. I have rolled another 16.
No, you rolled another 8.
Well, I made it
to
by
make
16,
it by
16.
I mean. Yeah, 8 would be making it even if you had, like, normal
at,
skills.
At this point, if I rolled a 16, I'd still be making it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why you have the high skill, so you can soak all the penalties, and I make you roll it anyway just because I want to see you roll a critical failure because it's funny.
For this particular glass cannon ability, GURPS is not just the roll low game. It is the roll low or high or... Oh, fine. Just keep rolling the dice game. I like to hear
make
the click-clack sounds.
Math. Yes. Exactly. Yes, I like click-clack math rocks.
I said that to my students right before I handed out dice, and they didn't understand what I meant.
They didn't understand the clicky math rocks?
Well, yes. It was on our first meeting. So I got to be there to explain it.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
One of the great things about being a teacher is being there when a student understands something for the first time. And sometimes it's something so amusing as, you will really enjoy rolling these over and over again. No, I don't know why, but I enjoy it also.
It is satisfying.
Yes.
Dice make such a satisfying noise. Everybody gets to go and carry things. That's so many d20s. You just rolled 10 of them.
Yes, I did. I think it caps it out so you don't actually roll more dice than that. But I only did that because, one, it's d20s, so you knew I wasn't making a serious roll. And two, click-clack math rocks.
Click-clack math rocks. And Tuxa rolled one d20 d20s.
Forgot you could do that.
Right. I will skip to a bit of theater of the mind. Senas Treltian, with the assistance of Ran,
hauls the platform and the two cases over to a set of the stairs, the ones to the southwest, actually, and basically ventures down into the to the stairwell so that he can watch the water go down. And occasionally he checks the time and checks the, you know, when it's supposed to be low tide, and checks the time again, and appears to be waiting and waiting. Oh, what are you hoping to sabotage, Ran?
Well, that depends on... for context, dear listener, Ran is hoping for an opportunity to sabotage the setup when Senos won't notice. Ran does not know what that opportunity will be. Ran does not know if Senos will notice or not. Ran is hoping, but not forming a plan, because whatever plan Ran forms is definitely not going to be possible, because he will have formed it in advance, which means everything will go sideways when he expected it to go straight. Or the other way around.
Meanwhile, Antuxa will not go back to the hotel, wash and dry her hair, and return, despite thinking about it.
Look, I already figured out how to roll for hairdryer, but you just end up being less damp.
And also your hair sticks out straight in one direction.
Ran's hair is short, and the character art already has it doing that. It's fine.
Now we know why Ran's hair is like that, huh?
I mean, it wasn't when we started this character. But fine, it is that way now.
It's going to be another few hours before, you know, 2 or 3 hours before the water has gone down enough for Treltian to want to go messing around in there. He is basically just going to hang out on the stairs with the platform and possibly with the probable mirror cases, unless Ran is trying to keep them up top for some reason. And, you know, Treltian does want to keep an eye on those things.
No, Ran's going to keep next to Treltian. Ran has a hard time with, you know, not fidgeting with things. So he is going to be fidgeting with the cases, you know, just sort of like leaning them on one hand, then leaning them on the other hand, and fidgeting with the, you know, the spots that he tries to open the case. Maybe accidentally opening one and Tuxa is invisible again.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to be here for a couple hours, and Tuxa's going to go out for takeout.
Okay.
And Tuxa's going to have to take a side door because Ran doesn't know.
No, I'm going to say I'm going out for takeout. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Watch out for the... watch out for the pause. He shrugs and goes back to staring at the darkness underneath and, you know, takes out a flashlight to make sure that he can see as the water slowly slips downwards as the tide goes out. Behind mud and muck, and wow, it stinks.
Last year, I would have said, this was the worst smell I've ever smelled.
It's pretty bad, I guess.
Oh, yes. Imagine if a whole planet was just this.
I hear that's what Hutta is like.
Now fill that planet with undead amphibious fish monsters.
Undead?
Well.
Is that really a thing?
They definitely died.
Fish monsters undead?
I mean, one of them was, you recall.
Oh, it was undead. It was certainly dead after you people got done with it. Huh?
Remember I brought it back with a bell?
Oh, that. Yeah, I remember that now.
That doesn't count. It was only undead for like...
Ran is thrilled.
It wasn't undead until you started playing with the bell.
Ran is thrilled because it doesn't matter that Sen is correcting him. In correcting him, they're not saying none of them were undead. They're saying only one of them was, and it doesn't really count.
And it was less trouble once it was undead.
Fair. You are correct.
The living ones wanted to eat us.
Yes. The dead one still wanted to bite, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sometimes still smell that swamp.
You sure you're not just smelling the harbor?
No. Even when we are in a perfectly clean, sterile environment, sometimes I still smell it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have stuff sometimes. The war, the troop carriers and stuff.
Oh, tell me about it.
You're pretty young for that.
Well, I am ex-military.
Huh. All right. Guess you got out when the treaty happened or something. Musta.
Something like that.
Yes, you got.
My skills were determined to be valuable elsewhere. Let's put it that way.
The treaty happened. They didn't need as many troops, so I came back here. Came back here earlier. Mustered out. They let me go. They let me go. Didn't like my psych profile, they said. Ha.
Ha. Rana's thinking about profiles. How... yeah, Rana's thinking, actually, your psych profile would have possibly gotten you promoted where we're from.
maybe.
Depends on the sphere. Depends on the sphere.
Oh.
For the listeners at home, Ellie has gone into the chat and said, well, us old war horses will have to catch up because he mustered out, you see. That is the pun that got this reaction from Beth.
Mm-hmm. Also, and apparently Antuxa will run the artifacts and shards back to the hotel, take a shower, freshen up, grab takeout. Salad for Cedric's all around and then come back. And on that note, we have been playing for about an hour ourselves. Why don't we all take a quick break so that we can, probably not take a quick shower.
We're just sitting at the dock of the sewer.
Wasting time. Something like that.
I do not want to think of any words that rhyme with sewer right now. But I'm going to hit the pause button instead. And they keep saying punchline. I don't understand it, do you?
No, I can't. That seems kind of strange, you know?
Okay. This validates me. Good. I was wondering if it was just me.
Just not
I'm
sure
not
about
here you. Right now. I can't explain it for you.
I could, but I'd be breaking the fourth wall. I'm the one telling this story.
Are you sure?
I mean, how else is my character able to give assets at the end based on what took place?
It Old gets Rob darker. Worse. Everything is getting darker. The lights are coming on. You spent a while mucking about down there, and we do mean mucking. You're spending a while waiting for the water to go down.
Doesn't took come back with lunch.
Antuxa came back with food and drink and clean and
Ran
whatever outfit.
The paper food wrappers and fold them into little boats and float them on the muck.
They float possibly for longer than you like, honestly.
Ran is fully prepared to make them float longer.
Yes, I mean on their own.
Ran is okay with this.
Yes, but you're not really sure what this means about the water.
We already know it's more solid than water. Or is it more solids than water? Either has its implications. None of them are good.
No. No, there's no good implications here. This is all quite disgusting. You even get some comments from your friendly neighborhood NPC about how doesn't understand why it has to be here. Here smells terrible.
It's because of the prior residents. Or
Jedi?
The Jedi left.
Is that why it has to be here?
No. It's what the Jedi left behind.
Bunch of old beds. They stand up to getting flooded periodically better than you'd think, but...
Tell me, my friend, have you encountered anything unexplainable or, dare I say, spooky recently?
Besides me.
Yes, besides Andruxa. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
She's the spookiest.
But
thank
still.
You, darling.
Sorry, Andruxa, you're the spookiest. I mean, not really.
Well.
Not that spooky.
Then you are quite fortunate. Ram will leave it at that. Because it's funnier.
Eventually, the tide goes down enough that it is merely horribly soggy. And grimacing, Treltian takes the little platform and goes trudging down into the muck. Shall I gather everyone together so that you can be down in the muck as well, or...
No. Let me do it. Wait, no, that's a lightning strike. Never mind. I rolled that by accident. I do not use my lightning ability.
It failed anyway.
You can tell I do not use it because it failed. I'm rolling this to gather us all together. That is also a wasted roll, but I made the wasted roll by 15. It's a group hug. I do not actually do this.
After a fair amount of futzing around, let me get my pre-designed little terrible line art. That worked pretty well. And possibly going up and getting more gear dredged out of places, depending. This little nook right here is set up with, indeed, two uncased mirrors. Two of them. They look virtually identical. One of them, and by virtually identical, they both look like the mirror that was stolen from the Whispering Lantern. Treltian polishes them up a bit. And Tuxa is using psychometry on them. Okay, one of them has been being worked on relatively recently to get it more polished up, replace some little cracked bits. It isn't just one, here's a mirror and here's the frame. The frame also has lots of little glittery bits in it that have to be angled just so to look properly at it. And I mean, it's a stage magic mirror. It's got some interesting placements that probably misdirect if the audience is seeing it straight on the stage. But one of them's been being restored, and the other one, let me just make a little roll here. The other one has a gap in what it was doing. It was just sitting there, and then someone took it away, and then there's a gap, and then someone else is opening it, and it appears to be Treltian is opening it and then closing it up again and taking it somewhere. And then, of course, you know what happened when it got opened up again and positioned properly.
Usually when there's a gap in the chain of ownership, that's how you can tell that the artwork is a forgery. So I don't think this is the real mirror.
It's the one that was taken from... Bylo's from the Whispering Lantern. So,
also, I'm joking.
He said, yes. Well, he said it was the mirror that was for the advertisements. He also said he thought it was a backup stage mirror, but you know, is there anything in particular that you were wanting to do with the psychometry?
No, I'm just trying to, turn off my invisible
poof.
No, I wanted to identify which mirror was mine.
You can identify which mirror is yours, yes.
Okay.
It's the one on the left. There is an interesting spot in there where apparently whoever had it was shielding their presence in the Force.
Okay.
Let me just
note. And I have felt people who do that before.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes, recently, yes.
But not Ram, because someone forgot to give him detecting disturbances.
Oh, you get that default with perception. Can you hit pause for just a moment? The 20-year-old cat says that he wants fresh water.
Nope. Punchline still doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, You want the mirror here.
Right, right. There we go. All right. Everything's set up and it's only gonna... He checks the time. He checks his data pad. It's a... Okay, good. Everything's set up and it's only gonna get less wet, in theory. Tide's gonna stay out for a while. Okay, we go up now. We go up.
Right. After you.
Very well.
Ran is going to stay close to everyone, but make sure to be the last one up the stairs.
And Tuxa will permit this.
Let me just make a roll of my own. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Oh, well, okay. For fun, give me some perception rolls.
I noticed nothing.
Indeed.
And neither does Sen.
I noticed nothing.
We noticed the same amount of nothing.
Yep. And took so.
You are only hope.
Made by five. As you're all going up the stairs to the left, what's the right word? The stairs to the west, to the left, you hear a sort of squelchity sound as if there's someone, well, or something, squelching down the ones to the southeast.
One moment, darling. I think I forgot something.
Are you invisible again?
Yes.
Lest we forget, because the plot moves forward. What Ram was attempting to do as we were going up the stairs, and he would have still done this, because while Antuxa was hearing squelching footsteps, Ran was not. So I made prestidigitation by four, because he's trying to do it sneakily, and telekinesis other by 14. Raise your hand if you're surprised. To not put the mirrors away.
To turn them.
To turn them so they're facing the opposite direction of what they were facing.
Okay. So they're facing... So the mirror side is now facing the rainbow wall. Well...
Whichever direction each mirror was facing, it has been turned... It has been rotated 180 degrees... So if someone was regaling themselves in the mirror, now they're looking at the back of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's in the same place.
There. They have been rotated. You can't tell with one of them, but the other one you can tell because now the A is upside down.
I can't even see the mirrors on the map.
You can't?
I do not see mirrors on the map.
You should see the gray rectangles, and one of them has an A on it. Your line of sight says you should.
And yet... I'm going to reload Foundry while you're doing this.
Also, for the record, if that was a hearing roll, I made it by six instead of five.
Yeah, I did not see those. I'm reloading now.
Okay.
Oh, squelching sounds.
Yes.
Give me a stealth roll. You're invisible, but you will also be potentially making squelching sounds.
I'm making squelching sounds.
As you're coming up on basically the door that... leads into the southeastern stairway, which is pretty, when you looked at it earlier, it's kind of messed up. There's a huge hole in the floor on the upper floor that, okay, somebody could edge along the hole and come down that way, but you don't see why they'd want to unless they were trying to avoid other people. As you're squelching your way quietly towards it, you do suddenly hear the squelching stop.
I also will stop.
They hear the squelching stop.
There is silence, broken only by slight creaking noises here and there, and the further away banter of Sin and Ran. Give me another hearing roll just for grins.
Oh.
Right. Antuxa. You hear the very soft schlip, schlip sounds of someone who is being very slow and cautious as they move, basically not lifting their feet out of the muck at all, but sort of sliding it gently through. There's definitely someone who is probably heading back towards the stairs. Sen, you're far enough away, I assume, if you went up the, if you're going up the stairs with Treltian there, that I don't think you're going to actually.
Am I?
I don't know. Are you? Are you following?
Is the rest of the party following?
Ran would have hung back when Intuxa decided to say, wait a minute.
I guess I should make sure he doesn't wander up there alone.
And run away and tell people or something.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain he's not going to run away and tell people. He's has a compulsion not to, but yeah.
The whoever it is down here is going back toward the stairs.
You're positive that they are attempting to edge back towards the stairs, yes.
In the southeast.
Yep. You and your critical success hearing roll.
All right, darling, let's dispense with this nonsense. Which one are you, the cop, the veil, or the vagrant?
Can we just take a moment to marvel at such a good line that is?
That's a very good line. There's a bit of a pause, and then with a somewhat echoey effect that makes it a little bit unclear whether it's coming from where the stairs going up are or where the stairs going down are. But you, with your critical success hearing, I think you get to keep this. You're pretty sure that someone is using a knowledge of how to make their voice echo around to be a bit confusing. Well, I'm not the cops, and you're early. Why don't you go upstairs and let everyone prepare for the show?
Accompany me. Then we can have a proper conversation.
Someone has to get ready for the guests.
Ah, yes, our friend Ishkar Hul.
Not them.
Oh?
No. No. Ishkar Hul won't come until one of them has paid the price.
Oh, our mutual friends, you mean? Oh, I'm doing none of this subtly at this point.
Yes, you hear Antux is suddenly talking much more. Yeah.
In that case, Sen is going to grab our friend's wrist and drag him back a bit so that they can be in coming to help range. They do a sort of shush gesture with one finger. The finger to their lips, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Treltian does shush, but seems very annoyed, unhappy about the whole situation here. Ran makes a stealth by 3. You still aren't quite managing to fly over the muck.
Well, that's because I rolled that before I rolled telekinesis self.
Mm-hmm.
I do float gracefully over the muck. I perhaps surf the muck.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, you can sort of slowly bounce through and...
That's impressive. I can only walk the dinosaur.
Yes. Ran is gliding over the muck like a figure skater.
Ooh, a triple axel, and he stuck the landing. Well, I know you got to Boss Bamba, and the fellow I bought the glass factory from. I'm afraid I told all our other friends to stay home tonight. Have a nice night in.
The survivors will be repaid.
Hmm.
Bring one. That will be sufficient. Just one more. Just one more.
Why would I want to do that?
And we'll all have power.
Oh.
Ishkar will grant wishes. The demon will come through and it will grant wishes. Surely there's something you want.
Oh, there are many things I want, darling. But the difference between you and I, you really should come out and see me when I say this. It's much more impressive. The difference, you see, between you and I, is that I am not some quester using ancient stage magic to find some little semblance of power in this too short world. I am a lord of the Sith.
Force
the
Nimbus
force is mine to
five.
Command.
Made by five.
And I resent you treading on my turf.
When Intuxa does this, Rand picks up what she's putting down. The muck, I may telekinesis other by nine for this. I'm not expecting a whole lot to be done, but I want the muck that's still on the floor all around us. And I have a line of sight to this. Not there, not the Silver Shroud. That is a different IP. But I almost said it again. I have a line of sight to them. I want the muck around them to ripple.
They are a fairly dark figure in the darkness that is only lit by dim stuff up above coming through the hole in the floor.
I only have line of sight to their chin.
Yep. Ripples of muck. Antuxa has a huge force nimbus. Rightio, let's just make the appropriate...
I like that I said I only made it by nine. I don't expect to do much with this.
I need a moment because I just rolled a thing. I figured this was that was basically worth a reaction roll. And I just rolled a thing and it was an extremely thing. And now I have to figure out what I'm doing.
Either we have not intimidated this person at all, or they need a new pair of pants.
Reaction roll, not fright check.
Reaction
Beth,
roll.
You rolled an 18, didn't you?
I need to look up what I need to, I just need the reaction roll table, that's all. I just really need this reaction roll table.
It's a shame that this is not a video conversation because you'd see me doing a happy little dance in my chair. This could be good or bad. You haven't told us yet. Either way, I am ready for something to happen. We have been mucking about, pun intended, for episode after episode after episode. Something's gonna happen.
Yes, it is. That sure is a role that I made. How much basic charisma, how much extra charisma do you essentially have for your force nimbus there? What did I do? How do I? Yes.
I don't remember.
It's an eight, but it fell on its side.
No. Yeah. Okay. Right. What was minimum one? Yes. Okay. Appropriate. And you made it by, what is your force? By five. So that's okay. It could be worse. On the other, yeah, okay. Right. I'm sorry you've broken the GM slightly because that's, okay.
It's not the GM we're trying to break.
Yeah, no, well, the GM has to model this, so the GM's slightly broken.
Method acting,
Sith.
Okay.
So, it's not just that one. It's you, too. There's two of you. Ha! You could be more powerful.
Several of us.
You could be more powerful, you know. More powerful than them. Is that why you want to stop me?
Oh, yes. We're used to those promises. We had a god promise us that once. This is your first time, isn't it? You can always tell.
Hey, Thanos, why don't you sit on your hands?
Mind tricks made by seven to tell the NPC, please stay out of this. The adults are going to have a conversation.
He will go over to the stairs and go up to where it's somewhat cleaner, and he will indeed sit on his hands because that is what you told him to do, and
yes. You
made it by seven. So I'll just, yeah, you overwhelm his will. All right. Okay. A light clicks on and from the stairway emerges a figure in a, there's no veils here. There's a sort of metallic human face mask and a dark coat, and you know, it doesn't look like quite Sith clothes, but...
You know. Wait, you're the Ebony Veil?
Holding up a flashlight to the ceiling to give a dim illumination.
But that doesn't make any sense at all. That your outfit doesn't match. The metal mask, now that's got alliteration and is descriptive. You could have gone with that, but no. The Ebony... Ram will look at it and took
that. No, not him. He's persnickety.
I know, right?
Then it has emerged slowly from the hallway and is attempting to dramatically... You know that dramatic casual walk? They're trying to do that, except they're trudging through muck, so it's not working.
Oh, no.
It's very hard to do a murder strut when you're squelching.
Yeah,
I would say that maybe when I did my ice skating trip over, that reduced the level of muck, but we all know it would have flowed in by now.
Yes. And Tuxa, go.
We meet at last, my dear friend.
You're here to stop me? You want the power yourself? You haven't set up the ritual. The demon will only answer to me.
Again.
Oh, no.
Demons answer to people?
It's your first time. We understand.
Just cooperate, and we will all have the power. I will instruct the demon to share with those who aid me.
Well, all right. Explain the ritual. I'm a scholar by trade. So help me understand what's going on. You're going to, you had everybody cut themselves on little pieces of glass. And
that's the ritual that binds them. That binds them to the demon. Ah. And then their life force.
And
their
then they come here. You take their lives. Well, three of them anyway. I suppose you needed two spares.
Precisely. No one's going to miss them. They're crime lords.
Of course.
And fools.
So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I want to clarify. I want to make sure I understand what the ritual entails. It's fascinating. So, you have them cut their hands on these pieces of glass. That's the binding ritual. And then you bring the mirrors down here, and you have the shards of glass with the blood on them, and you use those to power the ritual with the life force of three of the participants in the original ritual. Do I have it right?
It just needs one more. Just one more.
Because he already killed two of them?
Yes, Boss Bampa and the glass fellow.
Right. But,
they're crime lords. They'll kill each other eventually. But now is the correct time.
Oh, yeah, obviously. The question is just, you didn't bring them here to do that.
It wasn't necessary to bring them here. Now it's a good time. Yes.
Because the tide is low, and you have the mirrors here. Well, actually, you have the mirror here. I understand you don't know which one is the right one. I do, and I think it's fascinating. But
there's one, yes. It should be the right one.
And you have the glass.
The glass is less necessary. They've done it already.
Well, then what was it for?
I have the glass so that it would be... It's not necessary. It's merely helpful.
Ah.
The demon could use it to consume the others if it wanted, or if they decided to try to thwart me at the last moment, get all the power themselves.
I see. So it isn't going to be a problem then that I've stolen it?
It's merely insulting.
I see. Well, I do like to give a good insult. You know what the funny thing is? If you'd chosen next week, I wouldn't have been here.
I don't know why you're here anyway.
I'm here looking for a Datacron. I was told that one was being sold at an auction, which I apparently missed by less than a day. And while I was hunting for it, I heard about you and your mirrors, and I thought that sounded interesting, and, well, then you started killing people.
I have not killed anyone with my own hands.
Oh, yes. The cat's paws were a nice touch.
Well, I'll reward
him. You don't want to take credit for that? The killing?
The masked person shrugs. The killing isn't the point. The point is the power. The point is the demon Ishkarl.
Well, yes, people do generally kill people because they want something. Most people.
I was going to say.
All it takes is three lives, and the demon will come through. And here is the best place for it. It's where the proper glass is. It's been steeped in these force powers. I can be generous. You can have the power as well. We can all be powerful. We can rule together.
Rule what?
The galaxy.
If this demon could rule the galaxy, wouldn't it already be doing that?
It's a demon. It doesn't want this. It wants souls. It wants life force. We can feed it those.
The funny thing is, I just realized we face scarier people than this demon and ask them to pay taxes.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
I know, you wouldn't. You're too polite, but it just occurred to me, and someone else needed this in their head too. I keep saying it's your first time. Here, let me provide a life lesson for you. Ancient beings of power don't care what you want. They only want what they want. And they don't care about honoring a deal unless they can be cruel about it.
It's not a deal, it's a binding.
That's what you think it is. But who do you think wrote things down?
The ones who bound it before, of course.
And where are they? Why aren't they ruling the galaxy, as you claim you'll be able to do?
Because for all their power, they want someone else to try it first.
Oh.
The universe is an old, dangerous place. And usually, when someone could have done something, but they decided not to, it is for very, very good reason. And those who decide to do it anyway, well, the last person we encountered who thought that was a good idea is currently inhabiting, I would call it a bird. It looked like a bird, didn't it? It was mostly made of dead parts.
Yes.
He wished for immortality. In a sense, he got it.
If you don't want to be part of this, then why don't you all just leave?
Because you annoyed us.
What have I done to annoy you people?
Well, we were trying to negotiate with some people who suddenly went dead.
Bampa? Stole a mirror from a very nice shopkeep. Your fashion sense is trash.
Your people shot guns at us.
Oh, there were the bombs. Remember the bombs? I remember the bombs.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And
I had to throw a table at somebody. Okay, I actually liked that part, but that's besides the point.
Excuse me. Are negotiations breaking down?
Do you want them to?
I was wondering that.
Well,
Rand, darling, what do you say we see who this person is?
See, that whole thing about how most people kill people because they want something.
You want negotiations to break down.
I kill people because my friends asked.
Also, telekinesis, other by 16. I know this is going to be a contested role. I would like to hand this person's mask to Entuxa, but not actually hand it. I don't intend to lift a finger. Okay, maybe one.
Let's
I'll lift one
see.
Finger. It's in the character art.
How's your...
That's a 16 versus question marks.
The mask and the hat. I don't know. Are you catching the hat?
I don't care about the hat.
All right. The hat tumbles to the muck as you yoink the mask off. Revealing, dun dun dun, a human that I don't think you actually have.
It's old man Willikers.
He's not that old. Give me half a moment. I have to
replace the character art.
No.
Quick, everyone, we need to do a scene where we're all running from doorway to doorway in this long hallway.
There.
You! I have no idea who you are.
Human! male, dark hair. Looks like he's getting a bit, possibly past his prime.
My favorite part is instead of a 5 o'clock shadow, where the 5 o'clock shadow would be, the skin tone is actually lighter.
Yeah, well, it's obviously lit from below or something.
They got a tan and then shaved.
Entirely possible. Yeah, it's just bad art, so, you know.
The problem is, darling, I happen to be fond of Mr. Menon, Sancas, and Berechti.
Why?
I like Why? Them.
They're all just, they're criminals here. They must be petty to you. You're a lord of the Sith.
And Tuxa has a
yes,
habit of taking
Yes, but a queen needs her pawns.
They're going to turn on each other and kill each other at some point, and then it will be time. And if we aren't here to take advantage, then Ishkarhul won't be granting wishes to anyone.
Hey, Tuxa, what say we check him for a wound?
I think that's an excellent idea.
What are you talking about?
Three lives, right?
I'm not part of that. You think I'm that stupid?
I think that most rituals leave some kind of a mark on the person who does them.
They did the ritual themselves. I just gave them the prepared glass, that's all.
Well.
Good thing we have the glass.
Wait, you're not thinking of actually summoning this thing, are you?
Everybody does. Everybody thinks they can eat the ball of energy bigger than their head.
Well, I was more thinking that we could solve the problem of, and then it'll show up and start eating people.
Oh,
by,
fair point.
You know, making sure that the mirror was somewhere real far away.
You just want the power yourselves.
What would be the point of lying about that?
Honestly,
I have the power. Do you want me to demonstrate it? I can demonstrate it.
Then why
it
are you
learn.
Bothering to interfere?
I told you. You targeted people I happen to like.
Of course you
said
don't
you
understand
only got
that.
Here a few days ago. Sorry.
We end up liking people quite quickly. And I understand why this is so unnerving to you. You clearly never liked anyone. A shame, really.
Everyone's got to be out for their own interests in this world.
I've heard that before.
Why were you people even here? You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't even care about this or know about this or...
I'm here because Intuxa asked kindly.
I do have a way with people.
It's a betrayal. That's what it is.
I have
He's betraying
yeah,
me.
Friends you mentioned.
He's betraying
sorry, sorry.
Me.
Not friends.
No. He thinks it will work. He's seen enough. He wants to get rid of me. You're going to get rid of me, and then he's going to be the one with the mirror, and you'll all be bowing to him.
I personally would like to give the mirror back to the person who bought it.
Well, I bought that. I bought one of them.
Yeah, I think they bought.
You never did apologize for knocking over that table.
I didn't knock any tables over.
You know what? Maybe I'll just stab the mirror with my lightsaber. How about that?
It's indestructible.
Heard that before.
Ran, if you would be so kind. And Antuxa starts walking purposefully toward Ebony Bale.
Would I kindly?
Would you be so kind? I'm purposely not phrasing it that way.
Thank you. But also, I'm not picking up what the player is putting down.
Hold him in place.
Oh, certainly. No, that's the lightning attack again. Not rolling that. Why do I even have this ability? Which is what I have named it. Made by 16 again. That keeps happening.
That, the thing passed to the stained glass there. The rainbow wall, the stained glass.
Yep.
The water past that. How far up does that water go?
At the moment, it is probably just, it's below the level of the stained glass, which is a floor-to-ceiling thing, as I recall.
Okay, so the room
like
is not going
inches.
To flood if that breaks.
Not yet, no.
So And Tuxa knows which mirror is the one we want to give back to the shopkeep. Do we know which mirror?
Not unless Antuxa told you.
I don't think
it's Antuxa the one on the left, us. Darling.
Your left or my? Never mind. The funny thing is, looking at the character
everyone is just
art,
going to let Sen try to break the mirror.
Rand is distracted by trying to hold the ebony veil still. And Rand
he
trusts Sen.
He is struggling, but
Sen is not doing this because they think it's a great idea. Sen wanted to see how he'd react.
Right now he's reacting by being held still by Rand.
Yeah.
And making snarling faces.
I'm sorry, Eo. That was not what I intended. I didn't realize that you were trying to get a reaction out of him.
Sen is going to try to pick up that broken table and hurl it at the mirror.
Are the mirrors on the table?
No, I didn't make it. No, the broken table, the one behind us.
Oh, the other table.
Yes.
I will make a table. One moment.
Rand is so proud of Sen.
I have been throwing things at things for as long as we've been playing these characters.
This is also true. However, in Rand's
that doesn't
mind,
lessen the pride that Rand feels.
Yes. Like, it's not just me. Other people are trying to do it too.
Okay. Which you're just throwing it at the one over here?
Yep, that one, yep.
You just made it, so it's possibly going to be a little bit, what's the right word?
Dinged.
It may actually not be going as fast as you would personally prefer.
Mm-hmm.
There. That table is no longer there. It has an X on it.
But it's
give
an X
me,
table.
Give me a D6, a 1D6 to see if you've done enough damage to... You hurl it at the mirror, and it smacks flat on. And you can't really tell if you've broken the mirror, but you sure have knocked it prone, so to speak.
Well, I'm going to try to pick the table up and try again.
Well, ranged attacks are going to be done at disadvantage against it because it is prone.
It has fallen flat. Actually, I can actually mess with that, can't I? Yes, yes. Clunk. There. You knocked it down, yes. I expand the rectangle.
Pray she does not expand it further.
The ebony veil snarls, you're all fools. You're fools to do this. This will give us, would give me power. It would give you power. I would share.
No one
after
says
all,
that means it.
Going to be betrayed by that
we
blasted
have heard
Zygel.
That promise so many times. Do you know, hold among on. The Sith, the only fools are the ones who believe it.
Did Satchel.
Satchel?
Antuxa, give me...
That sounds like a Sith name.
Give me a IQ roll and don't crit fail at Missidetic.
Made by 7.
You people, when you were having to collect taxes... Let me make sure I've got this spell.
That's the mysteries guy.
Yeah, that was a fairly scruffy, scrawny person who answered the door when you were knocking on the door for a Darth Zygel.
Wait a minute. The tax evader? That doesn't narrow it down. That's like saying the one from Sphere of Mysteries.
That was Antuxa's role. And
yes,
I am not cutting in. But
that, my comment was out of character. Because Rand does not have an eidetic memory. Far from it. Quite the opposite. Still wants to call this person the Silver Shroud.
Wait. That name does ring a bell.
Zygel?
Zygel. Yeah. That's the name he gave.
He's the one who put you up to this?
He gave me the ritual. Yes. I researched it.
Zygel.
Make your own IQ roll, Sen.
Sen is pulling out their data pad.
Make your research roll.
Fair enough.
Because I assume that we have a list of the people we were.
Rand is
going to
make an IQ
from.
Roll. Rand would not have brought his tax records with him.
Do I get a bonus for having the tax records?
Rand fails an IQ roll. San, give me a research roll.
Do I get a bonus for having the tax records?
Answer the question, GM.
The research roll is going to determine how quickly you pull up the appropriate tax records.
You can't do control F to search all.
I mean, you can, but if you do it wrong,
I can't remember how it's spelled. That's the problem.
What was it, a Z H A or a Z Y?
Or an
you
S.
Made it by two. You can bring it up rather quickly, actually.
Oh, that's the guy who tried to say he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Which one? You're not narrowing it down.
Or she, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah. They?
Well,
I don't remember.
Was it the one that had the large droids that tried to melt us, or was it the scruffy one who was pretty much in a basement?
It was the one who was supposed to be a mystery, Starth, but was living in a griffing, awful little motel room or something.
Oh, that one. Yes, I remember them.
Basement is about right, actually.
I think I would prefer not to rely on the recollections of, let's be honest, a paranoid madman. So, I tell you what, Mr. Vale, let's cut to the chase.
I grow tired of asking. Mind probe. Made by seven.
Will roll to resist. Ooh, barely.
Sven is failing at removing the table from the mirror to inspect their work.
At least with telekinesis.
Given that they have a strength of nine, well, let's see if they're failing.
The Ebony Veil fellow. Yep, you're wrestling the table around.
Of course, I don't mean to laugh at Sen, but oh my god. And they're both failures by one. You're making a lot of progress, but it keeps getting caught on something like the door frame.
Yes. Yep.
Miss it by that much.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Antuxa, you have succeeded by one on the contest there.
I'm digging for contacts that this person has had with Zygel.
Okay. The contact, it's certainly at the top of his memories because you've been talking about him. And he's also cranky because he thinks that this person has gone and betrayed him rather abruptly. This person is wearing a black cloak. It's the hood that, like, 90% of the Sith population in Dromenkos, and, well, maybe not 90%, at least 50%, and probably a good 20% or more of the non-force users there, too, frankly.
Because of all the rain.
Because of all the rain. With a mask that is basically a black oval bisected down the middle with a red line, which
didn't
is...
we see...
Antuxa has seen this with a bit of the psychometry, yes. This was the person who was involved with the bomb.
I see.
Who, it should be said, appears to have been slipping notes on ancient-looking parchment to this Ebony Veil fellow while he was researching something in the library. You recognize that library. You've been to that library. It had weird stuff in the basement.
I terrified a poor circulation clerk.
Only a little. Well, a lot.
Darth Chardonnay should have said yes when I asked if we should make them pay their taxes.
I will note something, Antuxa. The memory of the person in his memories don't quite match the body shape that you would have expected from the scruffy person you saw who was at least answering to the title.
We did suspect that they weren't the actual Darth.
You did.
They left their apprentice
to stand on a soapbox behind the door and lower their voice artificially.
What? No, I am the Darth.
Did you believe me?
That's your gnome voice.
That was a gnome and a kobold in a trench coat.
I will stop distracting now that we have hopefully given Antuxa a chance to consider.
All right, darling. So you're not the brains of this outfit. So here's the question for you. One of these two things is going to happen. But unlike so many people, you get to choose. You, for once in your life, you have a free choice. Now, either you can wake up here not remembering a single thing that's happened recently, and not having any idea what's going to do anything about a mirror or a ritual or even the crime bosses, and you're definitely not going to remember our friend Zyjul. Or you can have seen your last sunrise. Which do you prefer?
If I don't know what's going on, then I have no doubt that Zyjul will kill me, and I won't even know why it's coming, so why not? Besides, you think they're going to stay home on your say-so. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe Zyjul will get them like he got Boss Bampa.
That's true, and you had our poor friend back there kill the... I cannot keep saying Yelonious. The glass fellow.
Yelonious Dornva. Dornva.
You had our friend back there kill Mr. Dornva, which came to my benefit, I suppose. But why on earth does Zyjul want this ritual to go off? I'm sorry, why in the world?
Because he thinks I'll share the power with him? I'm no...
No, he doesn't.
I researched it. I found the books. I took them out of the library.
Criffing mysteries. Why is it always criffing mysteries?
Because mysteries. What's amazing is how much cognitive dissonance you need to still not understand that you've been a patsy.
Just because someone's a patsy doesn't mean that you can't get in there and get something. You just have to be better at it than they expect. If you want Zyjul, I'm the only link. You kill me and he'll vanish.
We don't need
Zyjul. He'll vanish. I know where he lives. He owes me taxes.
Why does no one believe we're accountants? Rand yells this. I'm not yelling. I'm in an apartment. But he is looking up at the ceiling. Arms akimbo. This is starting to get on his nerves. It's the one honest thing he's been saying.
No. Okay. Our friend here wants the opportunity to lead us back to Zyjul. So, you Very know, well. Why not let him earn his life? Because at this point, I kind of want to figure out what the Zyjul thinks they're doing. And also, repossessing the terrible dark artifacts is something we have done before, and I will do it again.
We did it before, and we will do it again. Hey, we will do it again. We did it before.
Zyjul owes back taxes, and if this creeping mirror is back taxes, then...
I mean, it's not a planet.
Did you say planet or plant?
Planet. Our first arc, we repossessed a planet.
Okay. We didn't repossess a planet. We just dropped the mansion into a pit of nope.
I thought it imploded.
Close enough.
The mansion did, not the planet.
Yes, but then we handed the... We said, hey, the Lord isn't there anymore. You can have the planet, we guess.
And we gave them the artifacts, which were actually valuable. The planet was not valuable. The planet was a disaster.
It's free real estate. And you get what you pay
for.
No,
it's not. There is nothing real about that estate anymore.
Okay, Io has one Cypher System XP to add to Sen's character sheet.
How much of that was in character?
I figure all of it.
As much as we want it to be. And I love the idea that we're arguing about this or bantering about this while Ran is holding the... whatever their name is.
No, you have a
Ebony's
table.
kerchief.
No then more table. Flings the table back where it was before. And probably the into the table. Wall there.
Clonk.
Put the table back.
The table has been put back.
I'm going to add
all right.
a minus to my roll. I think this minus might be too high. Or it might be just right. If we're going, I'm grabbing the mirrors.
Both of them.
Why not?
Okay, that's fair.
Does the mirror right, look broken?
Amazingly enough, no. You somehow managed to avoid shattering it.
Okay, that's probably actually good.
All right, dear. My friends have persuaded me. The problem is, I really wish you had done this next week. Because
what?
This was supposed to be a vacation for us. We came here looking for a holocron. It was a gift from my mother, but...
Why don't you ask your friend, Zygel, what does a holocron look like anyway?
What do I roll to face?
Oh, it's a cube or an angry triangle. But...
Oh, that thing.
The thing is, yes, that thing. And we'll talk about that thing. The thing is, before I served my current master, I was, as I said, a scholar. And you presented me with a mystery. And more than that, the three of us are troubleshooters, and you presented us with a problem. And more than that, now that I know that Zygel is involved, I have the opportunity to get one over on mysteries. So, let's go upstairs, and we can talk all about our mutual friend, Zygel. What do you say?
I don't have much choice, do I? But you're making a mistake.
I've made many, many mistakes in my life, dear. One of them was cooking an egg for 30 hours by myself. But no, I think it's him. I think it's him. I'm trying to provide you with lines to end on.
Yes. There's something. As you make your way up the stairs, you hear from the front door a rather jovial calling out of Senoni and Tuxa. You around here? It sounds like Sandcast. And that is where we will end it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I do love Oh, for Christ's sake. Thank you all for playing. I thank everyone for listening. Tonight, we had Crash and Ely and Eo. And does anyone want to plug anything?
EO's mom writes books.
USB-C.
I'm waiting for USB-C++. I'm hurt. I've been told it's more versatile.
Lightning cables.
Whatever you do, don't use USB-C sharp.
Or USB flat.
Well, C sharp is... I was continuing Crash's joke.
If you go to elizabethmccoy.com, you will find a list of books that I have committed, and you can probably go to links through those for legit places, and at the very least, you can use the Smashwords ones, and you can search on your very favorite place and see if it's got a legit copy. Please get a legit copy. You should be able to get them through Hoopla. If you have a library card, it's an ebook. Come on. It's free to you, and I get paid a little bit, and it's wonderful if you do that. I love it. And speaking of cool things that are free, but you can, you know, pay for if you want to.
Well, I take all these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com. where we've got links to a whole bunch of other things, including our Patreon, which is patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons. And in doing so, get these episodes when I edit them, and not, well, you know, waiting from October to February to get them, because that's our, I think, current buffer. This might go live in late January, I have to double check. But in any case, by all means, join our list of patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, the door's kind of stuck now. Did you do that? Night, everyone.
And now you all have
Happy Halloween.
Indefinitely. not going into muck-filled basements. Again, I don't know why you needed two assets in this, but you've got them.
This seems more like an asset in sneaking past to the watchman.
I don't know. It seems like we might have an asset in dealing with frustrating patsies.
Oh, I know how to do that.
Squint.
Good night, everybody.
You came from craft services. Night.
Well, yeah, the little ones needed food.
Oh, no.
Holds up three movie title. It came from craft services.